Hey everyone, you're listening to Dragon Talk Podcast, and as always, with your host, Tim Ronka. Well everyone, I guess we can all agree that it's been one hell of a week if you're a wrestling fan, and if you're not a wrestling fan, you're missing out. So make sure you tell everyone who's not a wrestling fan they're missing out in a big week here. The wrestling industry was definitely shaken this past Sunday night when TNA's big announcement that they've been hyping up for the past week was finally revealed. And that announcement being, of course, Kurt Angle's arrival in TNA. This is just such a huge deal. At this point, this week, it's almost like it's unbelievable. Like I'm still having trouble, you know, thinking about this is actually true, and for multitude of reasons. It's just, you know, it's hard to believe that he's actually there. It's hard to believe that he actually even went there in the first place, and. Just been a crazy week for a lot of wrestling fans, but we're going to talk a lot about the Kurt Angle and TNA situation. Why did he go there? What's going to happen when he's there? His comments to WWE that he made. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things here about Kurt Angle, because this is definitely a huge topic, and definitely something crazy that every internet reporter has to talk about. So of course, me being a columnist, I have to get my word out on this too. And so I figured I'd do a little audio thing instead of writing a column, which is what I probably would have done usually. But this is a big situation. I want to get, like, an audio show going. So, if you guys got a few minutes, I suggest you sit back, just relax, and listen to my thoughts on Angle. And here we go. When I first found out about the announcement, I was reading the results from ProWrestlingTorch.com. Great website. You should all check it out. And they had live coverage because I'm cheap and didn't buy the pay-per-view. So I was checking from like 10:45 to 11 to see if they'd finally announced the announcement yet. And they did. Eventually, as I kept refreshing the page and hoping the results would come up, finally they said, here's the big announcement, and then Kurt Angle video, please. When I saw that, I have to be honest, like, it just is like someone took like a sack of bricks to slap me across the face with it. Like, I've never been shocked like that reading live results. I mean, yeah, usually something big happens when you read live results and you feel like you missed out. But this one, I really felt like, wow, I did not see that one coming at all. Definitely a huge, huge deal right there. And at first, I was happy, you know. I was happy for the wrong reasons. I was happy because TNA finally had star power. I was happy because they were bringing over a big name. This is going to be a huge move that would shake the foundation of the wrestling industry. I was happy for all that. Then as I gave it some thought, then as I was talking to people in, you know, the next hour after that announcement, getting all their thoughts on it, my opinion of the matter really started to change, and like the marking out moment kind of went away. And it went into the harsh reality of the situation is that, in all honesty, Angle does not belong in TNA, and that is the bottom line here. Now I know that many of you have probably been reading articles, and if you're listening to this, you might have listened to other audio shows about this situation. There's definitely been some great articles and audio shows out there about this, I'm not going to lie, about that, definitely. But I hope that I can offer you a better perspective on this. That's my goal here. And if not better perspective, then at least a different perspective. That's my goal here as well. What can I say is just Angle essentially doesn't belong in TNA. And it's really almost kind of disappointing to see this happen to him. Reason being is that it's unethical, okay? It is, this business is built on, you know, you're there. I mean, even from, you know, from the guys in the locker room to competing industries, it's, you do whatever you can to make it to the top. I mean, you know, like in locker rooms, there's no wrestler union. I mean, you have to fight for your spot, you have to respect the right people, and you have to kiss the right ass. And you have to make the right friends in order to get to a higher level. I mean, it's all politics, really. And they don't. And most wrestlers that get the top don't care who they have to stomp all over to get to that position. Same thing with companies. Anyone that has competed with WWF, WWE, like WCW, and now TNA, are trying all they can and taking whatever they can to get to that top level, to make that plateau, which is pretty interesting, I think. The reason being is, I mean, you saw back, you know, like in the early 90s with the stuff with WCW and the things they were doing, the tactics they were pulling, like giving out Raw's results before their show went on, taking all their talent, stealing people from them. That kind of thing right there is what's the same kind of cutthroat tactics here, except in this time around, they're actually doing this. TNA is actually doing this on is putting this on someone's shoulders that shouldn't be involved. Is what I'm saying. Kurt Angle is the last person that should be involved in this, and the reason being is that he's just not healthy. He was essentially fired from WWE. I mean, people have been saying, oh yeah, well, he asked for a release in his contract, but he had no choice in that matter. They were telling him to get out, pretty much. They told him, you know, get off the pain medication. They were telling him, you know, you have your neck problems, you need to go into rehab, you need to clear stuff with your family. They gave him all these options. You know, told him to go into rehab. They suspended him. They gave him on-air roles that didn't involve having to actually fight in the ring. But, you know, he just always kept getting back in there. He kept neglecting the right surgeries he had to get and just kept going. Now, there's something to be said to that. I mean, you got to commend that he has that type of attitude and personality. That's definitely very commendable on his part. But at the same time, how much is too much, you know? Like, it just gets to a point where it's just you're on the brink of insanity in doing the stuff he does. And that's what just goes on right now. So that's why basically he was thrown out of WWE. And he's just not in a condition right now where he should be doing this anymore. And that's what he's been told by his doctors, by the powers that be. Everyone has been telling him that. And it's just unethical and almost immoral for TNA to go after him with this. And the reason being is that they knew he wouldn't say no. That is the bottom line here. They know from experience, I mean, just from Kurt's history, that he's insane. I mean, I wrote this column right after Kurt Angle got released. Many of you probably read it. If you did, I really thank you. But if you haven't, I suggest you all check it out. It's called The Ballad of Kurt Angle. You can find it on thewrestlingvoice.com. Click on column section from the Eye of the Dragon, and it's on there. You can look it up. What's amazing about that is that I predicted that we would see Kurt show up either fighting with an MMA promotion, with maybe like something like Ring of Honor in Japan, or even TNA to an extent. All these were long shots, though, but I predicted that because of Kurt's history, because of his past, he has been known to be someone that just doesn't give up. I mean, he had a broken neck, he still kept going on at the Olympics. You know, he had minor invasive surgeries that should have been, you know, big full surgeries just to get back in the ring and fight. You know, he wrestled a WrestleMania main event with a broken neck. I mean, it's just, the man is just, could be, in many circles, be clinically insane. It just depends what your opinion on the situation is. And it's unfortunate that he is that way, but it's also fortunate. I mean, I said in that column that he used this to his advantage. He used this stubbornness to his advantage to keep going, to, you know, to make higher accomplishments and achievements, which is all good and great. But then, at the same time, you know, you start taking way too many risks, and that becomes a problem. And that's basically what happened here. And TNA knew from his history that Kurt would not say no. They knew if they jumped after him, if they offered him the right deal, the right contract, the right conditions, the right money, he would be there. And he would sign that paper, and he eventually did. So, yes, no one held a gun to Angle's head and said, sign this contract. But TNA is to blame with this, because they knew Kurt wouldn't say no, and they went after him anyway. They went after him even knowing the fact that despite he has the star power and all that, and he has the talent, and he has the recognition with the Mark fan base, as well as even the hardcore wrestling fan base, that he still has these liabilities. He still has these injuries. He's not a healthy person. He needs to be away from the ring. He needs to be in rehab. He needs to be getting all his stuff cleared up, stuff with his family, stuff with his physical health, stuff with even his mental health to an extent. It's just a big problem. But TNA just saw right through that. It was like they didn't even care, because all they saw was money, they saw dollar signs, they saw competition, they saw a way to shake up the wrestling industry, and all that great stuff. I mean, there comes a point, people have been arguing, saying that, well, it's the nature of the business. And as I said earlier, yes, it is the nature of the business to be cutthroat, but in this day and age, and just with stuff that we've seen in the past, wouldn't you want to move past this kind of deal? I mean, we're less than a year removed from Eddie Guerrero's death, and people are already putting their faith in someone who could just be in a similar situation as Eddie Guerrero if he keeps going. And I'm, of course, talking about Kurt Angle here. And it's just, you know, it is nature of the business to be cutthroat, but you have to draw a line. I mean, you really have to draw a line somewhere. It's great that TNA has aspirations. It's great they're getting aggressive. It's great they're going after this big talent. But they don't necessarily need someone to be a liability, because Kurt, once he goes to TNA, there's gonna be problems. I mean, he will be wrestling a lighter schedule, but at the same time, he's not taking the proper time off he needs. He should not be in the ring at all. That is, you know, I said this before, and many people have been saying it, but that is just how it is right now. Maybe a year down the line, maybe even more, maybe a few years down the line, maybe he'll be where he was a few years ago and be able to compete on a safe level, but not right now. Not only is he a liability to himself, he's a liability to other wrestlers. I mean, just a few weeks ago, before he got released by WWE, he messed up a suplex on Kurt Angle, on Rob Van Dam, and dropped him on his head. He, of course, later blamed it on RVD, but many people that were observing the situation said that it was mostly Angle's fault because he messed up. That's just not the same Kurt Angle we saw when he debuted in the past and his, you know, and in his prime tenure in WWE. That just wasn't him. So he's not all mentally there either, and physically there too. He got injured 3 times in one match, wanted to keep going. That right there was a problem as well. The man just doesn't know when to stop. And if he gets injured, that of course leads to injuries to other wrestlers. If he can't, you know, hold his weight, he might drop another wrestler again like he did RVD. And who knows what might happen in TNA. If TNA were hit with a lawsuit, you know, it'd be devastating for them. I mean, WWE is one thing. They have the financial resources. They have the backing. If something were to happen, you know, they have the insurance, they have the money, they have all that could take care of it. TNA doesn't have as much of that to an extent. I mean, yes, they have the investors and all that, but it'd be a huge problem if Angle does something that injures another wrestler as well as himself. And then that's just liability after liability, and it damages TNA's product. It damages because they're going to have injured wrestlers out. They're also going to, you know, have to deal with the fact that someone that they're planning on riding to the top isn't that strong. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, just to take a practical analogy here. You know, if you want to win a horse, you know, if you're in a horse race, you have to be on the strongest horse. Now, of course, the most popular horse might be a broken down horse, and you might say, well, he's going to get me the name recognition because I'm going to use him because the crowd knows who this horse is. So if I ride him, I'm going to be able to cross the finish line in no time. But what you don't take into account is that this horse is old. This horse is broken down. He has the injuries. He might blow out his leg or something like that, and then you're screwed. Whereas the guy on the newer horse, maybe the less known one, will be going straight ahead, might not win the race, but will still be fighting their way to the top. And that's kind of the feeling I get here with Kurt Angle. Now, I hope that's not really necessarily what's going to happen, but I'll go into that a little bit more as we keep going here. So that's what I'll get on to that later, basically. So now I want to talk a little bit about kind of what is going on with the WWE and all this. Angle actually made some comments in the official press release that TNA released for Kurt Angle's arrival there. Angle was slated saying that he felt WWE held him back, and now he feels in TNA he's at home. A lot of people are saying they lost respect for Angle about this, and I have to agree with that, but at the same time, you know that Angle did that because that's what the TNA marks want to see. TNA is milking Kurt Angle's arrival there for all they can, and if he can get them, and if they can get Angle to say any kind of anti-WWE statement, they're going to have him say it, okay? It doesn't matter that he had 6 world titles, that he was always a focal point of stories, that he was main eventing pay-per-views at the pay-per-view, even 2 WrestleManias. He still said that he got held back, and he really has no reason to do that. I mean, the reason I think that, you know, TNA is pushing this is because this happens with all the WWE talent that gets brought in there, and we've seen it all the time. I mean, with Rhino and Christian, they at least had legitimate claims that they were held back, because they were. I mean, there's really no way you can say it. I mean, they were not used to their full extent. And regardless of what you feel about either of those 2 wrestlers, they definitely weren't used to their full extent, okay? I'm not here to debate with you whether you think Christian's a draw or not, but he was held back in WWE, okay? They gave him the ball, they took it away many times. I'm getting off the track here, I apologize. But that's just the way it is. They were held back, they had legitimate claims to say that. And it felt natural for them. This just kind of feels forced, and that's why I think that TNA is kind of pushing Angle to say some of these statements and whatever. Now, but if you look at on the other side, though, maybe he's right, maybe he has a point, but these are kind of insane points, you know? Because his point may be, well, they held me back because they told me to limit myself in the ring, to take it easy, to take care of myself, all that stuff. That's true, but Angle, I mean, they did that for you. I mean, they aren't stupid. They knew that you could go out there and give it your 100%, 110% like you always do, you could steal the show. But unfortunately, they knew that you would also get hurt doing that, so they limited you a little bit, and they told you to calm down what you're doing in the ring. They also told him, you know, get off medication. They told him to take care of himself. And that's essentially what they're doing. They WWE told him to take care of himself. They even hired handlers for him because he was having trouble getting around airports with his pain, his neck pain, stuff like that. So they were helping Kurt Angle out, and Angle might look at that as saying, they held me back. Maybe in his insane perspective, that's the case, but not so much with this. Okay. One of the points I do want to point out, though, is that Angle really never was more than a transitional champion in WWE, and I'm not trying to take away from his star power at all, because he does have it, and this is a legitimate name for TNA, but besides his first title reign, he really was nothing more than a transition champ, because he was always, like, in the middle of a feud, or would lead to, like, a bigger feud with someone else, and he'd either lose the belt, then, like, just this past year, in January, when he won it, he only won it because Batista got injured, and then he just basically transitioned to Mysterio. So that's just the way it goes with that. So maybe he's talking about that too, but I don't know if that's really a legitimate gripe, because the fact is he did get the belt 6 times, and also the fact that if he wasn't in the main event, he was a focal point of the shows. Like WrestleMania 21, people think that he stole the show, his match with Shawn Michaels. If he wasn't, he was also chasing the belt a lot. I mean, he spent most of the last half of 2005 going after Cena's belt, and that was a feud that was constantly going on. And so he honestly really has no room. I don't even know why I'm going on about this point. He really has no room to gripe about this. I can see maybe in his eyes why he feels he was held back, but realistically, there was no reason for him to say he was held back. That's just the bottom line there. In terms of Kurt Angle being a draw for TNA, though, which I want to talk about now, was he a draw in WWE? I mean, you have to look at it in that respect, too. Was he an actual draw, or did people pay to see other people but then just appreciate Kurt Angle while they were there? That's what you have to think about. That might be one of the reasons he was never given a long title reign. I think that he definitely has the respect of the Mark fan base, definitely the hardcore fan base, because he was the only WWE wrestler that got cheered going into ECW this year. And so that right there, I mean, shows that he has the respect of people, but are people selling out arenas? Are they buying pay-per-views to see him? And I think it's just a matter of who he's with in the ring. Like, if it was an Angle Benoit match, yeah, people would sell a pay-per-view. If it was an Angle Lesnar match, yeah, people would sell out an arena. Is it an Angle Cena match? I mean, that right there, you'd have to. That was a testament on Angle's drawing power, because Cena is a draw, but not necessarily up there with the likes of like a Hogan or a Rock or an Austin, or you know, maybe even a Triple H to an extent. Cena's not at that level yet, but if you put him in there with Angle, can he prove the draw? I mean, you know, the buy rates were, for those pay-per-views, there's many pay-per-views that seem to go on forever, that Angle and Cena drew, aren't that great. You know, they're not bad, but they're nothing special, okay? So that's just kind of what I feel there. I'm not really, again, trying to sit here and try and say Angle isn't a star, because this is definitely a huge move by TNA. I'm not going to take it away from them. I mean, all bad things aside, this is a draw for them. Because I know people that will start watching TNA just to see Angle, because people have a great respect for him. But in terms of, is he a mega draw like a Hogan, a Rock, or an Austin? No. You have to say no to that. So, but it is definitely a huge, I'm not going to take that away from him at all. So, in terms of that whole thing, you know, now he's in TNA. So, I mean, let's talk about a little bit what he's going to do there. If you don't want to be spoiled about the Bound for Glory pay-per-view, or even the next few weeks of Impact, then don't listen to the next minute or two. If you don't mind, Kurt Angle's role has been revealed within TNA, and that role is that he will be at the Bound for Glory pay-per-view as a special enforcer between Jeff Jarrett and Sting. I just think it's interesting that Angle coming in really overshadows a lot of things. I mean, Sting Jarrett has been TNA's, like, promised land feud for the past year, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it up until Hard Justice. Then it was just getting old. I thought that match should have been it, and they should have gone on bigger and better things. They shouldn't have gone on to Bound for Glory. But up until then, I mean, I liked Lethal Lockdown match. I liked the tag match with Steiner and Jarrett versus Joe and Sting. I liked Sting's return match, which is Jarrett, Monty Brown versus Sting and Christian. I liked that whole feud of Sting coming in and out and, you know, just pissing off Jeff Jarrett. That was a cool concept. I liked that. But at this point now, it's just getting old. So it's not really a smart booking move to have a rematch that people really don't want to see, you know, that being Sting and Jarrett, and at the same time have a bigger draw than both those guys, Kurt Angle, in there with them as a special enforcer. That kind of takes things away from the match, I think, in all honesty. Also, Angle being there might take away from the rise of some stars like Samoa Joe. I mean, people have been saying that he is, you know, TNA's savior. He's a chosen one. He's going to lead them to that level if he ever gets the world belt. But now Angle's there. Maybe that won't happen. You know, I mean, that's definitely a dream feud for a lot of people, is Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe. But for the most part, you know, it kind of takes a little bit away from Samoa Joe, I think. Also, it takes a lot away from people that were potentially draws like Sting. You know, I already brought him up a little bit, but you know, this, I mean, Sting was TNA's huge announcement almost a year ago, and like a year ago, that's completely reversed with someone twice as big as, you know, with Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle might not have legend status as Sting, but, you know, this definitely, this, it just shakes up the industry a lot more, because Sting didn't come directly from WWE over here, over to TNA. So, that's the whole deal there. But it does a lot of damage, I think, to a guy like Christian, even Rhino. These were guys who are former NWA champs, both really had kind of pointless title reigns. I mean, Christian's was a little better than Rhino's, but that's not by much. And, I mean, Christian just had a length factor, but in terms of the point in the title reign, they were just kind of both dumb. Lame, because they were overshadowed by a Jarrett, whatever, doing with his thing. And that just really, right there, it's just hard to, I mean, it's just hard to fathom. I mean, because Christian and Rhino were supposed to be, you know, again, just like Samoa Joe, the people that were going to lead TNA to the top, and unfortunately it never happened. And their feuds this year, their matches have been okay, but, I mean, Rhino has been great in TNA. Christian has been okay because he's been able to kind of get out from that glass ceiling, but still, he hasn't been that impressive. And with Angle there, he's going to be exactly where he was in WWE, and actually, he's there even now. He's in mid-card feud with Rhino. I mean, you can't really call it a main event feud, because it isn't, because these guys really weren't main eventers that long in TNA. They never were in WWE. And so, I mean, this hurts them, too. This does. I mean, it's just interesting, though. I mean, the X Division will be okay. I mean, right now it's nothing special, but that'll still be fine, because Angle will probably stay away from that. That's a whole different story, though. The X Division needs to rebuild, but whatever. And stuff like that. But it's just Angle is going to overshadow a lot of things in TNA. And that's one of the negative aspects of this, is that TNA has such great untapped potential. I mean, this year I think they did a lot of great things with, you know, with, of course, with the TV deal was a great thing, but also, you know, they had some great booking strategies going on with the Scott Steiner, Samoa Joe stuff. You know, again, like the early Sting Jarrett stuff was entertaining. They had a great, great, awesome tag title stuff going on with Team 3D, America's Most Wanted, Daniels and Styles. They had some great booking on that. The X Division was being booked great. I mean, there's so many, such phenomenal talent, and they were using what they had. They were using a talent they had, you know, their own homegrown talent. I mean, I guess you can't really include Sting, but, you know, still, they were using their potential. And, unfortunately, they screwed up the booking, and they've gotten desperate. And that's why they've brought someone like Vince Russo back, which I ranted about in my last podcast, and now Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle is, of course, a draw for any promotion, but Kurt Angle does not need to be there because TNA has the potential already. And that's one of the big things about this. That's one thing that people have kind of been looking over. I mean, yeah, they're looking at Angle's health issues, but also looking at the fact that TNA has the growth potential on its own without a major draw like Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle will make their rise, you know, up the ladder a little bit more fast, a little more steady. But at the same time, Angle is definitely going to overshadow a lot what's going on there. And that's one concern TNA has to have. But, you know, as of right now, he's coming in, and he's already right there. As a special enforcer, he's a bigger draw than both those guys in there, which I think is kind of funny. I mean, you know, you don't really look at Mike Tyson being a special draw when he was a special enforcer over Austin and Michaels at WrestleMania 14. So, I think, kind of funny that the special enforcer is a bigger draw. But regardless, I don't know where they're going to go with that. I foresee, like, the obligatory Jeff Jarrett feud right off the bat. That seems to be every WWE's wrestler's feud right off the bat, or somehow involved with Jeff Jarrett. That's just how it is, because Jarrett thinks he's the king of the company, that he's great, whatever. So, that right there is a interesting issue. So, that's Angle's role for now. I guess we'll see him in the feud with Jarrett, and I'm assuming that that'll lead to other great things, like maybe a feud with Samoa Joe, which hopefully Angle can handle, and other feuds, other X Division guys like Styles, Daniels, and others. So, we definitely have some really exciting things to look forward to. I'm not going to lie about that. I just hope Angle takes care of himself, which is what I'm actually going to go into now. I'm going to transition to that. And I'm going to talk about Kurt's health within TNA. The benefits here is that he will be working a light schedule. And he's apparently, Dixie Carter has come out and said that Kurt Angle will be taken care of by them, that they're going to look after his health, they're going to make sure he's stable and he's okay. Angle has also reported that he is seeing a doctor to take care of his pain. He's also gotten back together with his family, which is good, definitely. One good thing about this, though, is that it is a lighter schedule. TNA, you know, he only has to work a few days a month. You know, he could work the rest of the year and finish out with a certain amount of events, and then if he were in WWE, he'd just have that same amount of events in, like, the span of, like, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, which is just the insane schedule of WWE. For Angle, this is a really good thing, I think. This might be a good thing for him. I mean, maybe he can wrestle if he only has... Maybe he can wrestle well. Maybe he can get back to where he was if he's wrestling a limited schedule like this. He's gonna feel like he's on vacation, to be honest. That's just, I mean, how I think. So, I mean, there are definitely positives here about this, and if he sticks to what his doctor's telling him, if he takes care of himself in the ring, that'd all be a good thing. Now, in terms of what he's actually going to do in the ring, I talked about, you know, the risk of injuries that he has for wrestlers and everything. But one point I wanted to make is the fact that in WWE, he was restrained by agents and others telling him, if you want to do a spot, you don't do this, okay? Like, you know, when he did that spot with Chris Benoit in the steel cage match where he did the moonsault off, and he actually landed on his arm doing that, and a side note, he landed on his arm, he could have hurt it really badly. But when he got back there, the powers that be back there, like Vince McMahon, others were not happy that Angle did that, because he did that, I think, without their permission. And they knew the risk and injuries involved. And Angle's the kind of person, like I said earlier, he's not going to say no. He just doesn't think. He's kind of insane. And, which I think is very interesting, because Kurt Angle doesn't say no. I mean, he just doesn't. In TNA, we know for a fact that they have people not telling them to say no. I mean, some of the spots they've done over the past few years, like Elix Skipper doing the cage Hurricane Rana. I mean, come on. I mean, someone should have told him no, and they didn't. There's been other spots like that. You know, AJ Styles has done spots, or Shooting Star Press, you know, flipping over the ropes, other things like that. I mean, these are all insane. Jeff Hardy's dive from that high. I mean, you know, and even the finish to the Ultimate X match, Christopher Daniels dived across the ring and jumped onto the cables. These are all huge risks that no one told these guys no. No one said, don't do that, you're not, just don't do that. I mean, that's just what's kind of scary, you know? And that is definitely a problem out there, and I'm kind of afraid that someone in TNA is not going to tell Angle no if he does something bad. Or not something bad, but if he does something crazy, if he wants to do a crazy spot in a match, no one's going to say no. I hope, given that Dixie Carter's statements, they're going to take care of him, and I hope, given that they know his condition, that they will say, Kurt Angle, you're not going to do this. No, don't do this spot, and they will put a lock on him. I hope. I mean, that's just my, like, I hope with everything that that's the case, because he's insane. If he gets an idea in his head, he's going to do it, unless, you know, someone tells him no, which was the case in WWE for the most part. So I mean, that's one of the benefits right there. Hopefully someone will look after him. If not, that could be, again, another problem. So, again, I mean, I got away from the benefits again. I mean, there's just so much negativity around this. I'm trying to concentrate on the benefits. But just think of it. He has a limited schedule. He's apparently, they're going to look after his health, I hope. There's some dream matches there, like with Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, all that. And even the way TNA pulled this off is actually a benefit. We haven't had a report like this. TNA hasn't, I mean, the wrestling industry hasn't had something like this since the early to mid-90s, where a surprise like this has happened, you know, where like with Hogan turning heel for the NWO, with Lex Luger showing up on the first edition of Nitro. These are all kinds of things that haven't happened in a while because of the invention of newsletters and the internet and various things like that. Because information is just so easy to get now about what goes on backstage. And you have to hand it to TNA for pulling this one off. I mean, of all the negativity about this, they did really well at this. I mean, apparently they did confidentiality contracts with people and all that, and they really kept this under wraps until like 10 minutes before they actually gave the announcement, which I think is pretty impressive on TNA's part. So, regardless of all the negative press TNA's gotten with this, they did do something. They did shake the wrestling industry by its very foundations, and you got to give them that one. I have to admire them for that. Definitely. So, anyway, I just want to end this by saying, listen, Angle, I mean, take care of yourself in there, get the help you need, spend the time with your family, spend the time with your wife and your kids and all that, you know, get off the painkillers, take care of just take care of yourself, basically. I just want you to take care of yourself. Don't do anything crazy in the ring. Stay injury-free, and just let us enjoy you there. I don't want to turn on my TV and, like, be cringing at the sight of Angle wrestling, okay? I want to be able to watch him taking care of himself. I want to know that he's going to be okay when he leaves that ring. That is basically what I'm just really pleading for right here. I really hope that that's the case, okay? I think you guys should all do the same. Just say a prayer for him. Just to do that before his debut. So there we go. Well, guys, that is all I have for you today. I really hope you enjoyed it. This is definitely the longest I've gone on this show, on this podcast, a little over a half hour now, so I'm going to have to end this so you guys aren't glazed over. But before you go, there's really one thing you can help me out with. First of all, if you have any feedback is so great. So all you have to do is just leave it in the comments box right there on the podcast page. You can also email me at timothyronka@yahoo.com or instant message me at lastride417. That's all on my Collins page if you want to look it up. Also, there's a send to a friend link right there next to the comments box. If you guys know someone that might want to listen to this, use that link. Just click that link. It's really easy to do. All you got to do is enter your friend's information, like whatever. Just do that, and do it to as many people as you can, because I'm trying to increase my ranking on Podomatic as well as other podcast websites like Podcast Alley and other stuff like that. And if you guys, the more this gets out, the more my feed is downloaded, viewed, and all that stuff, it really helps immensely, and you guys would be great for that. I'd really appreciate if you got my podcast up there, because the more exposure, the better. That's just all the way it is. So I appreciate you guys that you listen to this. Thank you very much. Of course, feedback's much appreciated. You know all the ways you can reach me. I'll definitely get in contact with you. So, in terms of my column series, my last column, which was about entertainment, went over pretty well. And if you guys read that, I thank you. If you hadn't read it yet, check it out, wrestlingvoice.com. Click on my column section. And also, I should be having another one out in the next 2 weeks, so keep your eyes open for that one, as well as another podcast. So, until next time, this has been From the Eye of the Dragon.